Project Real World.
Welcome to Project Real World on Friday at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This is indeed a Friday night. Hot time for radio podcasts. This is a show about comedy. We pull all the greatest comedy from America worldwide. Basically, we're coming at you with the best in sketches and sketches and stand-up comedy. So, Pat, what were you doing over the weekend?
Well, you know, I was at the...
Tell the listeners.
Right. Gaming convention.
Yeah. For what purposes?
For the game. It's a German game, and they're trying to...
Pat, I was at a convention, too, last weekend. Remember that? In Jersey, up in Secaucus. There's a social coaches networking conference. There's a social coaching revolution going on right now. I saw Sean Dilf there, which was pretty cool. I hadn't seen him in ages, thank God. But I learned while I was there, while I was passing around my D cards for the show, is that not a lot of people actually heard about Project Real World. And basically, I think that the problem is, Pat, is that we don't talk about what we did before the podcast, which was the show. That we put together with so much of our hard work. Remember that show that we used to do, Pat? Project Real World? It's got the same name as this one.
Right. So you're saying people at the convention didn't know about...
They didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah, because Mike doesn't want to pay for advertising.
Nobody pays for advertising.
He was networking and, you know, I...
That's advertising. That's cold call. That's hardcore cold advertising. Popularity of the show is important to me, and so I think that we need to start showing people what we used to do. We need to play an episode.
You just want to catch people up, because
catch them up. The majority of people don't know what the hell we're doing.
Oh, okay.
The clip says police station.
Yeah, that's the one I chose because that is a great demonstration of some of the greatest tactics that I used as a social coach, and it's some of the greatest demonstrations of some of the overcomes that Pad did.
So you're going to, I mean, because that one in particular.
Okay, listen, there's a thing I learned.
Because remember when we did it and I didn't even want you to make the...
I got to override you for a second here. I got to do a social override, okay? I learned at the social convention, if you want people to know about your stuff, you got to give them the hardest of that stuff. You got to give them this is the hardest stuff that we made, Pad. It's rock hard.
It was hard. Well, I mean, it's already out there, so I guess I can't stop you anyway. But...
It's out there, and we got to bring it back in here.
Okay.
Here, we'll play that clip, Jim. I know you got it synced up, ready to go.
Pad, you sure you want me to play this, Pad?
Well,
it's not about what Pad wants. It's about what Pad needs in this situation.
Let's just play it.
Okay.
What's up, fans? Mike Legg here. So, my boss has been all up in my butt lately because Pad's social success scores have been plummeting. So, I've kidnapped Pad's neighbor, a very old woman, and reported Pad to the police as a possible suspect. The cops will be looking for him real soon. Oh, it is the ultimate social immersion test. And it's right here on Project Real World.
I'm coming to the door. I'm opening the door.
Sorry to bother you, sir. I'm Detective Jim Table, and this here is Gary. Are you, Pad?
Social here, okay. What is this about?
Are you familiar with Elena von Bullion, the elderly woman who lives next door?
Well, no. Is she dead?
No, she's been reported missing, and we're asking around the building to see if anyone has any information regarding her possible whereabouts. Now, do you mind if we come in and ask you some questions?
Actually, now's not really a great time. I've got a lot going on here.
The citizen who called her in said that you two were friendly.
I do know her.
You do know her?
Look, buddy. It'll only take a second. Hey, Jim, I'll be in the kitchen.
Not much in the way of decor here. You just move in?
You know, I have this stuff.
May I ask who you're texting, sir?
This guy,
I found a cricket!
Gary.
Sorry, Bill.
Oh, Gary!
Sorry, Jim!
Stop!
I said stop. No, you said...
Stop. Investigate the kitchen.
But, Jim,
The kitchen.
Jim, I just got to figure out...
No, no, the kitchen.
Jim, I'm looking for the kitchen. I tell you, man, I can't find it.
Answer the question, please.
Okay, I was texting Mike. He's, you know, he just helps me deal with...
What?
You know, not humans. Choices. Okay, folks. you see, I'm not too good with folks.
You ever been violent with anyone? Any folks?
Well, I have been violent with people.
Really?
No, you know, not in a. It's normal.
We're gonna need to take you down to the station for some further questioning.
Okay. I've been violent, but not in real life.
Second, please. Come back, HQ.
I play video games and professionally.
Come again,
Jim. I found the bathroom.
Well, look,
yeah, I got
please,
the
there's no kitchen.
Here. I'm gonna take
please
him in for some questions.
I swear, I'm innocent. Don't
put down that controller. You're coming with us.
I need to.
All right, okay. Gary. Christ's sakes.
That better not screw this up for me. I went through all this trouble to set up this IRL social simulation, and if his score doesn't go up by at least 10 points,
Pat?
I'm gonna kill myself.
How do you know Pat?
They don't approve of my methods. They think I'm unorthodox. I'll show that Jim pajamas and all his idiot friends. Look down on me and my passions. That I'm the most social.
What?
I'm getting worried, Greg Grandma. Pat should have beat me by now. I'm getting worried.
What?
I hope he's fine. I need this to work, Greg Grandma. I need it to work.
I don't understand any of this.
How about that coffee, by the way? Be right back.
Well, Pat, how in the heck does a guy like you get any money playing on these TV video game systems? I don't get it.
Well, wait, actually, you know, I'm glad you asked that because, you know, it took a lot of discipline and practice. You know, it's like playing a sport.
Are you playing with me right now?
No. Wait.
You playing me like a video game? You think I'm a controller or something?
No.
Is that what you consider me?
No.
Ooh, Jim. Oh, he thinks he can burn me. Well, I got news for him, Jim. He's gonna be the one getting burnt. Oh boy, I'm gonna take him home and I'm gonna cook him up in my big great pan.
Gary!
Him already.
I'm sorry about that, Pat. Officer Gary is a bit of a... Are you familiar with the term virilophilia?
Yes.
Where were you on the night of the 6th?
That's tonight. I was just at home before, and then you guys...
How'd you get that smell? That smell that you're wearing?
Where did Detective Table go? Could you get...
When a guy like me comes across a smell like that, he doesn't just inhale and walk away. He revels in its gentle wafts. Tell you, Pat, I can smell right through you. I can smell your bones. I smell your tender heart. Say, Pat, you don't mind if I just take a little taste of that sweet little heart of yours, do you?
Can I call a lawyer or something? I mean, I get a phone call. I never got to call anyone.
Officer Gary, could you come out here for a second, please?
I guess.
Officer Table.
Yeah, 1 second, Pat. Relax, all right? I'm sorry, Gary. We got nothing on this guy. I was hoping we could pin this thing on him because he's obviously guilty about something. I don't know. Either way, dispatch says we got a 375 in Pine Hills, so finish up with this jag off and let's go. You know, if we hurry, we could probably stop at that butcher's on 5th and get some of that meat you like, yeah?
But I don't want any of the meat me like. I want that meat in that room right now.
I know, but we gotta go. Get him out of here. Hurry up. Come on.
I want to talk to a lawyer. The law says I can have
Damn it, Pat. You know what? I really thought we had a good thing going. You know, it's rare that I meet someone so undefiled. Just so disappointed.
Jerry, wrap it up. Come on already.
You may go.
And then Robbie came back with a different girl, and then Pad gave him to his house keys, and then Pad slept in my steel chairs, all four of them. It was like, it was really fun. Hey, you've been in there for over 5 minutes. That's too much time. Oh, wait, shut up, Greg Grandma. Wait. Pat did it.
What?
He beeped me. Okay, check it out.
Yo, get that thing away from me!
It's just a beep. It's harmless. All right, Grabs. Here we are at your front door. It's time to say goodbye.
Mike, I know your life, your cats and dogs aren't doing so well, but try and think about a real solution to your problems. Like, find a new career, a new place to live, anything.
They're kitties and puppies, Grandma. I told you, they're kitties and puppies.
Mike.
Oh, crap, that's Pat. Grandma, I owe you so much. Just get out.
Bye.
Mike, what
oh,
are you...
Oh, hey, Pat.
I just got back from the police station. These crazy detective, they came and they
oh,
thought I...
Oh, congrats, buddy. You passed my test. Guess
no,
what?
Wait,
you
what?
Passed
no,
it.
They thought I murdered the woman. Wait, what? That was a.
Yeah. I set the whole thing up. I called the cops. It was all me.
No.
This is a big moment for you. Well, it's all the time we got for this week. It's Project Grillo. Goodbye.
So that was the time when Mike. And this was on the web series, so watch that, but it was more like that when Mike called the police. And
hey, Pat,
they...
you ever think that like most of the stuff that you think happened to you, like memories, and but like the real versions of the memories, it's just kind of like a dream? Because I was thinking like that, like I listened to that just now for the first time since we made it, and that's pretty traumatizing. Maybe you should start thinking about it as a dream instead. Just like redefining it in your brain. Maybe it just didn't really happen to you. Yeah, it was a dream.
It happened to me, and
I'm saying, yeah. Like, if you don't like some of your memories, just make them dreams instead.
Mike, why are you changing
the
subject? You got him arrested by the police for a ridiculous social test.
What kind of a person would do that?
I mean, I know. So you're saying that?
Oh, you must feel real good about yourself, Mike.
I do feel good about myself. I thought that was kind of like...
I mean, it's... You know
some artists do like really wild stuff at some points in their lives. I thought that was my wild thing. You know, remember that movie? I guess that was a song.
Art is subjective.
Well, you can think of it either way, just as you can think of a memory as a dream.
So...
I disagree.
We have a sketch.
Yeah, this is more important. This is a comedy show. Pad, go on. Introduce it.
What's the...
all right, so
it's not because the last time we had a sketch, it was from Clam Court.
Yeah,
turns
out they suck. They stink. Sorry.
It's a different group.
It's Mike and the Mollusk. So I met this guy Mike over when I was on an airplane flying over some kind of city in the United States, and the guy said that he had a comedy group and his twin brother Mike. And his best friends, Oliver, Lucius, Underhill, Susan, and I think Krill was his name. But anyway, they formed this group, this comedy group. They're called Mike and the Mollusk.
Are mollusks like scallops? Can you eat those?
I don't think so.
It doesn't.
I thought they were
anyway,
like worms.
So we have this sketch, and we're... What's it's called? Trust
Brothers.
If you... I don't know what... I
haven't listened to it yet, guys. I don't know what we're in for. I haven't listened to it, but I don't like
spoiling things. Basically, it's about these two guys. They love Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, the video game, and they go to a graveyard. I can't tell you exactly what the graveyard is. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater graveyard, and they gotta have. Sorry, I just remembered that almost the entire sketch is based on these kinds of spoilers. So I'm just gonna stop here.
So we should just play.
Let's just play it instead.
Okay.
Well, here we are, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater Cemetery.
Dude, this place is like... I mean, it's like cool, but also really like kind of freaky.
I know, it's legendary. Hey, check it out. It's Bam Margera's grave. That's like your favorite character in Pro Skater 2,
dude, you know
2,
I love
right?
Bam. Like, I love, like, yep, I'm a Bam man. Let me check this shit out, yeah. Like,
I used to call you the Bam boy, remember that.
Well, Bam man, but like... Dude, this is like Lucius Harris, though. Like, this doesn't even say Bam.
What are you talking
Bam.
About Lucius Harris?
Well, on the G-Stone, it says, like, Lucius Harris.
Well, what's your point?
My point is, like, it doesn't say Bam Margera, so...
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? It's not gonna say his skater name. It's gonna say his, like, birthday and the one his, like, parents gave him. That's his...
Well, so is this what you wanted me to see? These cool, like, skater graves? Because
no.
If so, like, I... It's cool, but like if we could come back in the daytime, I would be
what?
Like much less scared right now. I'm like freaking out. Dude.
Okay.
Too scary for me, man.
Listen, Bryce.
Why are we even here, really? Because like,
Bryce, you know, we're trust brothers, right?
Yeah, dude. We're trust brothers.
Okay. Well, you know I'm adopted, right?
What?
So
you're adopted?
Like my dad. You know how like I have a fake dad.
Yeah,
now.
Your dad.
I've had
well,
a fake dad
no,
for,
he's
like,
your like he's your dad though.
Yeah, but he's bullshit, you know. So I found out this morning, like my Uncle Jim, he told me that my real dad is Tony Hawk.
Dude, Tony like the like
yeah
pro skater.
The Tony Hawk. How
like,
cool is
that?
Oh
my god. Oh
dude. My god, right?
Like how did he even So your uncle just, like, told you that?
Yeah,
like,
well, anyway, so, like, I, you know, I thought since we're trust brothers and everything, like, you could help me, like, pay my final respects to my like, real dad. You know?
Dude, I'm so sorry I, like, doubted. I just thought you were pulling one of those, like, fucked up pranks you're always doing and, like...
I don't even know what that means, man.
Dude, you know what it means, okay? But, like, it doesn't matter. Water under the bridge, like,
If you're talking about the pool,
I'm so
man, I told
psyched.
You I was, like, doing maintenance on my dad.
You
like,
put,
my
you
shit,
covered the
my
pool
bullshit
with
dad.
Plastic wrap while I was...
I had to. It was for clean... Like, I had to clean the pool.
I mean, I almost drowned, like, a... It's fine, dude. Like, I'm just psyched you, like, asked me to be here, and I'm totally
yeah.
down to, like, go find your dad's grave and,
well,
like, pay my respects as well, because if you're, like, your dad is... The Tony Hawk. I mean, that's like. Just...
Of course he is. Why would I lie to you about something
dude,
so
that's
crazy
like
that?
I don't think you
We're
would.
We're trust brothers,
We're trust
man.
Brothers, right? You're totally right. I'm. You
Let's
know.
Go find this grave.
Okay, dude. Like, we've been wandering around this like cemetery for like
yeah,
probably like 2 hours, and like
get to the point.
I'm just like. I know, like, this is important to you, but, like, why do we have to do this, like, right now?
Bryce?
I'm just saying, because, like...
Bryce!
Yeah, Brio.
Remember how I was saying, like, my Uncle Jim, like, broke the news to me this morning about my dad being Tony Hawk?
Yeah, yeah.
You met him. You met him at I think it was, like, Jen's Halloween party. Last
oh,
year, October 31st.
Yeah, dude, he was dressed up in that goofy, like, zookeeper costume.
Yeah,
right? Yeah
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you know, he just got that job at the zoo, but before that, he was working at Neversoft.
What? No way, like the Tony Hawk.
The Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
They make the game.
Game developer, they're, yeah.
With the eyeball.
You remember, bro.
What? Dude, how come you, like, never even told me about that?
Well,
your
you
uncle
never asked.
Worked for Tony Hawk?
Bryce, you never asked me once. But, like, anyway, he was working on the game, and he became, you know, real, real close to Tony Hawk, my dad.
Dude, that is totally nuts.
Did you just call me totally nuts?
What? Well, dude.
I'm not nuts.
Whoa, dude, chill out. Like,
what?
I didn't call you totally nuts.
No, no. Bryce, you're right. You're totally right. I didn't mean to snap. It's just very, like, you know, it's, like, really emotional for my brain. So, anyway, my uncle worked real, real close with Tony on a top secret level. The Pro Skater Cemetery level. Well, anyway, he showed me the map, Bryce, and I remember exactly where to find Tony Hawk's grave, my dad's grave.
So, like, so this is the cemetery?
Yeah,
dude,
this
is
the cemetery,
this...
bro.
I mean,
can you believe that?
This is just totally, like...
Whoa, totally what, Bryce?
It's... No, it's... Dude, it's totally rad. Like, it's totally rad, bro. Like,
oh, I know what you were... I know what you were gonna say. You know, Bryce? The truth is, nobody knows about this but me, okay? You go ask Rodney Mullen or something about this, okay? He's not gonna know. You gonna go ask Bam Margera about this? About the top secret level? He's not gonna know either.
Dude, you just said Bam Margera was, like, dead, and now...
Well, yeah.
You're saying you could ask... I mean, I just...
Do you even want to find my real dead Tony Hawk's grave? Or what? Like, you gonna be a bad friend? Gonna be a bad trust brother here?
Okay, dude, no, I'm not...
We're trust brothers, right?
We're trust brothers. And...
Yeah.
Okay, dude,
So let's find the grave.
Let's find the grave.
That's what I like to hear, Bryce. This is my real dad Tony Hawk's grave right here. I can't believe it.
Okay, Bryle, I know...
It's amazing.
Dude, I know what you're gonna say, but... Look, this... It says Anthony Mason. It's just like... Bryce. Would that really be Tony Hawk's... Like, Tony Hawk
you're
is
talking
like
about my dad right
the
now.
Greatest, okay. And you'd think he would just have like a way cooler, like... Even okay. Like a real name.
Fine. Anthony... Like, it's short for Tony, right? Mason is short for Hawk. Or it's like English. It's a different language for Hawk.
Okay. All right. So this is it. This is your dad. This is cool, man. Like, so what do we do? Like,
shh. We're trust brothers, right?
Dude, yeah. Sure. We're trust brothers, but like that...
Then you gotta trust me, man. Okay? Like, the next thing I'm gonna say here, bro... You're gonna think it's, like, kinda nuts.
Okay, what?
We gotta dig up my dad's grave. We gotta dig up Tony's grave.
Dude, no way, dude. Like, that, I'm out of here. This.
What?
I know before I said, like, you were, like, totally nuts, but, like, this is actually, like, nuts. Like, another
Bryce.
Level nuts.
No.
Man. Next
Bryce.
Level nuts.
What even happened to Trust Brothers? Forever and always? I mean,
I know, but, like,
is that even anything? Does that even mean anything to you, Bryce?
I mean, dude. I just don't think digging up some dude's grave for, like, no reason is a majorly whack idea, like, especially...
Well, it wouldn't be digging up for no reason, Bryce.
A dead dude? Well, okay, what's the reason? What reason?
Oh, man, Bryce. You're gonna think I'm, like, totally... So, you know the expression, smoke a bone?
Yeah, dude, I know.
Well, like, back in the 1980s, like, they invented that expression.
So, but it meant something, like, different? Because, like, right now, you know what it means, like...
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
Dude, just tell me what you think it means, or, like, whatever.
What do you mean, what I think it means, bro?
Because you were saying, like, back in the 80s.
Yeah, back in the 1980s.
Okay, dude, yeah, what?
In SoCal, you know, where skateboarding was invented, skater bros would go around, they say, let's smoke a bone. You know what that meant? It meant, let's smoke actual bones. So we can become better skaters.
Dude, that doesn't even make any sense. So they, like, smoked...
They smoked the tarsals of skaters, of fallen skaters. Like, fallen skaters like Wayne Gretzky or Gordie Howe.
Okay, dude. Who told you?
It doesn't matter who told me, Bryce, okay? Do you want to be a legend or what?
Okay, so you're saying... We have to dig up, like, these bones or whatever and, like... Get the tarsals out.
Yeah, I'm saying we're gonna smoke my dad Tony's tarsals tonight. To get his powers.
Dude, this is just like...
I don't really sense much enthusiasm coming at you, Bryce.
What, you're saying we're gonna...
I'm kind of,
Dude, you're saying we're gonna,
I don't
like,
know if you're
up...
really a trust brother tonight.
Dude,
what are you gonna do when
I'm
we
sorry,
get back?
Dude, I'm a trust
Are you
trust
gonna tell
dude.
Everybody that we smoked my dad's foot? Yeah, finally. Like, you're digging forever. Alright, let's pop up that coffin. What?
What? What was that, dude?
I don't know, dude. I... What?
He's calling... Is that...
Did you just say son?
Is that...
My son, why do you disturb
me? It sounds exactly like Tony Hawk. This guy sounds that's so much Tony, like Tony Hawk.
I think that's Tony Hawk.
Is that my dad? Dad? Dad, like, what were you doing my whole life? Like, instead of, you know, being there. I know you're like a legendary skater.
Listen, there's something I should have told you a long time ago.
You're my dad?
No.
Uncle Jim told me that if I smoked your tarsals, I could get your power and become a man, become a legend like you were. That's all I ever wanted.
It's true, we used to do that back in the day, son.
What? Things were different. What are you talking about?
It was a different time.
Like when you were smoking bones with my Uncle Jim? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. It was a different time. Can I go back to sleep now, please?
Well, like,
here's the code for the cemetery level. I don't care. Just take it.
Well, that's not...
My feet are tired.
Okay, but...
I skated forever.
But you don't need your feet anymore, do you? Like, we can smoke them?
I do have a sense of attachment to my feet, son.
Yeah, but, like, that. What does that mean?
Dude, these things are...
What the...
No, Bryce!
Bryce,
what the... Bryce?
What's the...
Are you kidding me, Bryce?
Dude, these things are, like... I mean, they're...
I was trying to, like, get his permission first.
Permission?
Yeah.
He's dead, though. Like, what?
He's not dead. He's screaming at us right now.
Well, he's screaming at you. You're his son. So, like, aww. I'm just, like... It's pretty good, though. Like,
this is a huge breach of trust, bro.
Trust, brothers. Dude, you gotta trust me on this. You gotta try this, man.
This fool smoked my foot.
Dad, I don't know what to say, but, like... Pass the bones.
Say goodbye.
What?
That was Mike and the Mad Dog. No. Mike and the Mollus. Comedy guys I met over on the plane. And they did, that was a pretty good sketch. I thought that was really well done. I don't know if they wrote it out or whatever, but who cares? Seems like Mike wrote most of it. I heard his voice in most of it.
I don't.
Which one was Krill? I couldn't figure.
Krill was the leaves, I think. He was doing the leaves set voice.
Yeah, that was actually funny.
All right, so first of all, last thing I want to say is that was a great show that we just did. And I hope you guys know a lot more about Project Real World now that you're familiar with our brand, because we're upping the brand power these days. And last thing I want to say is we have a message from a sponsor, and it's Cars for Kids. So Cars for Kids is, maybe some of you are familiar with them, but they're an organization based in New York, Staten Island maybe. And what they do is they set up kids with cars, and they say I'm trying to remember what they said. It was I'm not reading, I had the email, but I lost it. I think it was auto deleted or something. Anyway, but they basically say Cars for Kids, this is what we do. We ask you people to send in cars, and in exchange you get a kid. Or it could be the other way around. If you don't want your kid anymore, you send it in. It's a bad kid, maybe bad. But then you get a brand new car. Maybe it's an older version of that brand new car. Maybe it's a 2006 Hyundai Asada. And it's sprayed down with a neutral scent. Maybe a pine, nice pine tree scent. And the child is safe and sound. They put them in a lot. And somebody else picks them up for a car. They exchange their car. Maybe they have like a Toyota Tundra, 1997, I think is when they introduced that model. Probably not the special edition, maybe the Eddie Bauer edition. But they send that in, and they get the kid. Maybe his name's Jeremy, and he's got three eyes. And he's a big fan of basketball, but he doesn't play. And he recycles, so... That's one of his benefits. One of his downsides is that he's not good at much, except for recycling. He's good at that, very good at that. He's been doing that for years. He's 9 years old. He's got about 6 feet, maybe is his max height. So that's carts. Is it Carts for Kids?
So you worked out the deal with?
Yeah. We've been exchanging.
With them.
An email was exchanged, and the money's in the mail, as far as I'm concerned.
All right.
Be sure to check the post office box.
So that was Project Real World, and thank you for listening.
Yeah. want to get social with you guys. It's Project Rule. That's what our job is.
Mike, the beeper. Come on, the beeper.
It's got to stay on.
If you need to take that, we can finish.
It's probably just Bell. He's probably just beeping me about some bullshit.
Okay, well.
Sounds bad.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for coming.